Hello, I'm Laura Diagon, and welcome to the Wild Encounter podcast series. Today, I am back at the stables, and I invite you to come and help me muck out. There are lots of tasks needing done at the stables. Mucking out, filling hay nets, and filling our water buckets. And in each of these tasks, we will meet with Jesus. And as you join me in my stable tasks, maybe you can be decluttering a room or a cupboard you've been putting off clearing. As I told you before, it's important when we enter the stable block that we're fully present. Otherwise, the horses will notice our distraction and not fully engage with us. So let's take a moment to become fully present. Let's shake off the frustrations of the day. Let's shake off any disappointment we may feel. Let's shake off any fear or anger or agitation. And let's pick up our wheelbarrow and our fork and go into the stable and muck out. And there is a cathartic release as we scoop up all the poop and the dirty hay and the straw. And in this mess, we can and we do encounter Jesus. And as we scoop up the mess, scoop up the dirty hay, we release to Jesus all that has been keeping us from him. All that has been blocking us from fully embracing his love. And as we muck out together, we ask him for the forgiveness that only he can give. We ask him to bring healing to the areas of our life that feel broken. Once we have mucked out, it is time to fill the hay nets. The hay nets that the horses will munch on later. And as we ask Jesus to fill them with us, he does. And he fills us too with his love and his nourishment. For he is the bread of life. And after we have eaten our fill of this bread of life and have filled our nets and have tied them in the stables, we must now fill the water buckets. And Jesus knows just how much we thirst. Show him the dry areas of your life. And allow him to give you his water of life. And drink until your thirst is quenched.
That was Wild Encounters, written by Laura Digan and produced by Laura with James Cathcart for Sanctuary First. Thanks to the Bogle Band for the song Have You Room for Love that you heard throughout this episode.